This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now, this is going to shock somebody today. Some of you are praying for a husband or wife to change. You're praying for a son or daughter to change. You're praying for a parent to change, a brother or sister to change. And today, I'm going to ask you to stop praying that prayer. You know what I'm going to ask you to pray for? Lord, open up his mind. Lord, open up her mind to the truth of Scripture. Open up his mind to the truth of the gospel. And that may be the most important thing that you and I can pray for people. It may give a new way of praying and thinking. Because you know what? Why we need to do that? Because that's what people need to happen. Some of you can testify to the fact that there was a time when you had a closed mind, closed to the truth of the gospel. You know what you're closed to? The sin in your own life. Most people have an amazing capacity to deny sin in their own life. Not in your life, but or other people's lives, but in theirs. And I'm the same way. We have an amazing capacity for self-deception. And one of the holiest moments in a man's life or a woman's life when they can say three simple words, I have sinned. Until that happens in your life or my life, nothing's going to happen spiritually. I have sinned. It's a holy moment. You say, well, doesn't everybody admit that? No. I know plenty of pagans and I know plenty of Christians who would say, would never acknowledge their sin. I haven't done anything wrong. It's a holy moment in your life, in my life, when we can say, I have sinned. Now, I want to focus on verse 46 and 47. Jesus told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer, rise from the dead, the third day, the resurrection. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Nothing in there about five ways to be happy. Nothing in there about three ways to have a better marriage, four ways to get better gas mileage, whatever the case may be that are in sermons today. And if you look at the sermons of today, it's three ways to do this. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing evil. But isn't it interesting? I want to preach what Jesus said would be preached. Repentance and forgiveness of sins. Not one or the other, but both. Why? We need both. Repentance is a change of heart, change of mind. That's what it literally means, to turn. And forgiveness is something that only can be connected with Christ. Lisa Miller was an author, wrote articles for the Wall Street Journal. She wrote this years ago, so it's a little bit dated, but it's a great story. She talked about a man by the name of Kenny Lombino. Great Italian name, Kenny Lombino. Had a great job in Los Angeles. He lived in a $600,000 bachelor pad when $600,000 was a lot of money. That's a joke. It's still a lot of money. $600,000 bachelor pad. He had a Jaguar with the vanity plates. And he said, here I am, I'm 45 years old, and my life isn't going anywhere. Can you believe that? You live in a $600,000 bachelor pad in Westwood, drive a Jaguar, and say, my life is empty. So Kenny Lombino did something very radical. He went back to the church of his youth, and he restored a relationship with Christ. Lisa Miller, the author of the article, Wall Street Journal, said this, many people once felt a need for a formal relationship with God only when they got married, had a baby, or were about to die. Only connected with God at a wedding or a funeral or they had a baby. She said now people in their 40s and 50s are finding themselves at the peak of their careers, wealthy, making money, but still feel that something's missing in their lives. Kenny Lombino found the only thing that could meet the needs in his life was a relationship with God the Father through the Son. Have an announcement to make. That's true for you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday. Or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.